the evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
Welcome to the Lord's voice. Hallelujah. God bless you and bless you for watching. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word of the living God. This is a time of encouragement, a time of edification. Hallelujah. A time of blessing indeed. We begin to read from the book of Matthew chapter 6. And I want to give you a revelation of this particular verse 33. So let's begin by reading the verses leading up to that particular verse and the word that I need to expand and expound upon. The Lord is teaching about taking no thought. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought, and I'm reading from Matthew chapter 6, 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, look at them. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Are you not much better than they? This is what the Lord was asking those that were standing by. And they thought, well, they had a lot of thoughts, and they had mainly worrying thoughts and fearful thoughts. And the Lord is saying, are you not better than them? Well, maybe you don't believe you are better than them, but are you better than them? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? In other words, all of the negative thinking, the worrying thinking, and the thinking based and rooted in fear, how much did it contribute to the solution that ultimately led you free out of that problem? Another way of saying it is, how much does the worrying help you in getting over an obstacle or out of a bad or troubled situation? How much does all that worrying and thinking based with fear or rooted in fear and negativity, how much does it help you? It doesn't. That's what the Lord is saying. It's a rhetoric question. And why take you thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. The beauty and awesomeness of God. How great thou art. How great thou art. Look around you. Look around, look up from your phone, look up from your book, look up from your situation. Lift your eyes, the Lord Jesus said, lift your eyes, and behold how great thou art. Hallelujah. This leads on to this most important verse 33. How great thou art. Look how beautiful, how perfect God created the lilies of the field, the sunflowers that turn automatically to the sun. They follow the sun wherever the sun is. How awesome is that? Isn't that a proof of creation? Isn't that a proof of how awesome and infinite and unfathomable God is? Hallelujah, somebody whose name is Jesus Christ. What a God. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ. And then Behold the ladybirds. How small they are. How wonderful they can fly. How strong they are, yet being so small and so beautifully arrayed with those red wings with black dots on them, and then they fly. Are you not better? Are you not better? Wherefore, 30, if God so clothes in that manner, if he's that perfect, hallelujah, come on somebody, if he's that perfect, if he's that awesome, if he's unfathomable, if he is grace, if he is love, and if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Shall he not do much more for you? Shall he not? If he doesn't, you got a question if you are in right standing with the Lord. Or are you seeking not him, but are you seeking something else? And do you understand what seeking means? So stay tuned. This is important. Because I want to encourage you from the very word of God. These words, they are life and they are spirit. You keep following these broadcasts and you will be edified into a champion of God. You will be edified to the level where you will be everything that God called you to be. How would you like to be everything that God called you to be? How would you like to accomplish everything that God has foreordained and empowered and gifted you, even without you even knowing it yet? Because he doesn't show you the end. He doesn't show you everything. He leads you step by step. How would you like to be everything that God called you to be? I get excited. I know when I begin to preach and when I begin to teach from his word of God. So I'm not always a calm and soft teacher, because I'm passionate about this word of God. It is spirit, it is life, it is here for you. I'm here to exhort the word of God to glorify the Lord and to edify you so that you can and will be everything that God called you to be. Keep sharing this and keep following this, because it's coming every week. Hallelujah. Sometimes there is a delay, but not often. It will always come. The Lord's voice shall be heard unto all nations for a witness. Hallelujah. So, going back, O ye of little faith, how much more will he clothe you if he does all this? Therefore take no thought. Therefore take no thought. Therefore do not fear. Do not have worry. Do not think negatively. Do not think outside of pure faith. Do not take thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? How shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. If God, hallelujah, has translated you into the kingdom of his beloved Son, I'm talking to those that are born again of the Spirit of God. If God, hallelujah, if God, hallelujah, praise the living God, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a fire alarm going off because the fire of God is coming down from heaven. Hallelujah. That always happens when I begin to exhort from the word of God. Things begin to happen. But don't be distracted, and I will not be distracted either. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? For after all the other things, the Gentiles seek. But if you are born again, hallelujah, not of your will, not of the will of man, not of anybody else, but of the will of God. You are born again of the Spirit of God, not of the will of man, but of God. There has been a transformation, a total change from death to life. From being a Gentile dead in sin and trespasses to a supernatural, by God's miracle gift and faith and doing, the resurrection into life eternal, born again of the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Then you're no longer a Gentile. So don't you go and seek after the things that the Gentiles seek after. You, and this is the revelation, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. So first, understand that your heavenly Father, because you are now born of the Spirit of God, you are now adopted, praise God, you're now a child of God, hallelujah, and now your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added, see, there is no doubt there, because he told you not to doubt, not to worry, not to have fear, not to have any mindset rooted in fear. But what he said is that these things shall be added unto you. It's important to let the Word of God, and again, I gotta keep saying it again, the Word of God is not just a word. I'm not just saying something. I am led by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is uttering the Word of God. And the Bible declares that the Word of God is life and it is spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. So let that Word enter. Now, these things shall be added unto you. I can tell you this from experience. I can tell you this as a testimony. This is absolutely 100% true. But seek ye first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now seek. The word seek here is on accord with the Latin sequar, which means to follow. This is not an anyhow seeking or looking for. It's certainly not like, oh, let me have a look. No, this is seeking. This is in accord with to follow, and even more so, let me read it to you, to go after. For to seek is to go after. Now we're going into the real root of this word seek, as meant and used in the Greek in this verse, Matthew 6:33. To seek is to go after, to pursue. And the primary sense is to advance, to press, to drive forward. Can you see how much action and passion is in this word seek, as meant in the original Greek? Can you see that it is an it is to advance by pressing in, by driving forward. We see furthermore, further on in the Word of God, we see the Apostle speaking about pressing in. So this is seeking, is to go after, to advance, to press, to drive forward. Hallelujah. And then the word first means priority, above all, before you do anything else, the principle of first. Those that are led by the Holy Spirit, they have that same principle brought by the Holy Spirit, the conviction to give the first of their tithe of their income, the first of their time, the first of their everything, is the first of their love, is to the Lord. This is the principle of first. So, priority number one, above anything else, seek in follow, in pressing in going after, in making an advance to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something, because the minute you do that and you have that mindset and that conviction and that lifestyle, because this is not a one day thing, this is an all the time thing, not an one off or an ad hoc or sporadically, every so often, or only when there is something like an obstacle or an hindrance, or no, the Lord, praise God, this is a word, praise God, for those that are led by the Holy Spirit, born of the Spirit of God. So your lifestyle ought to be, as you're born again of the Spirit of God, to be completely convinced and have a lifestyle and a passion of only and firstly and above all and above anything else, seeking continually the kingdom of God and His righteousness, in a pursuit, in a following after, with pressing in, making an advance. Hallelujah. When you do that, and when you have that mindset, because you are in one direction, seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness, pursuing it, pressing into that, you're always pressing in to the solution. You're always pressing in and making an advance and receiving from the kingdom of God the wisdom, the means, the finances, the knowledge, the anointing, the favor, everything that is available to the born again children of God, because your Father knows what you have need of. And as you are constantly seeking in with in that fashion, now we're talking pressing in continually, all the time, as a lifestyle, as a reborn, a totally new transformed person who would do nothing like that, because the Gentiles seek after everything else, but you're seeking after God constantly, you cannot look at the problem. You cannot look at an obstacle. You cannot worry. You cannot be in fear. You cannot doubt, because you're too busy, you're too occupied with your repented, changed mindset that is now totally anchored in faith, totally anchored and fixed solely on pursuing, pressing in to God's kingdom and His righteousness above all the time. Can you see that person is what the Lord is talking about, and that person cannot worry, that person cannot lack, that person cannot be blocked or have an obstacle, because he's constantly pressing in, his mindset is correct, his faith is in the Lord, his pursuit is after the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So at the same time, he is constantly tapping in and constantly receiving everything that is needed from the kingdom of God to be everything God called you to be. Hallelujah. Everything else has to, of course, line up with the Word of God. The Word of God is not one verse. The Word of God is the entire Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And anybody who adds something to it or takes something away from it is accursed. So we got to line up our entire life thinking with God's Holy Word. If God says forgive everybody, then He means to forgive everybody. And not just lip service, but Christ-like forgiveness. To receive the forgiveness of Christ, you have to forgive like Christ Jesus forgave. And Jesus Christ forgave you, and then He chose to forget your sins and removed your sins as far as the east is from the west, even though He is the all-knowing, omnipotent, omniscient God. He chooses to forget and remove your sin as far as the east is from the west. So if you forgive somebody Christ-like, you forget what that person has done and you leave God to be the judge. That's just an example that everything else, of course, if Matthew 6:33 begins to resonate hallelujah within your soul, then of course you know that Matthew 7 verse 1 is just as important as is Matthew 1:1 all the way to Matthew 28. And of course all the way throughout the Old and the New Testament. Hallelujah. But this I wanted to make very clear, because if you have been trapped somehow by the enemy into a fearful mindset, what he has done, he has entangled you, and you got entangled back into the bondage of fear. Be he not entangled again in the yoke of bondage and fear, very clearly in the Word of God. Only above all, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, not seek the other things. If you're seeking the other things, your focus is off. You're not even fit for the kingdom of God. We did that in the last episode. Watch that again. That was a very important one. When Jesus says, anybody who put his hand to the plow and looks back. Now talking about what happens to those that cannot look back. They will never look back. And why they won't look back. Don't if you haven't seen it yet. Praise the Lord. Seek. Pursue, press in, hallelujah, all the time, continuously, as a lifestyle, above all the time, at the same time receiving that what God has for you, and lining everything up with the Word of God. That's why we got to read the Word of God daily. That's why we pray daily. We fast regularly, hallelujah. There is another thing that I need to address, which is urged by the Holy Spirit, is this awesome, totally awesome promise, and helps you to understand things from an eternal perspective. Don't just look at everything from a temporal perspective. Look at everything from a eternal perspective, because God's perspective is eternal. Hallelujah. He has given eternal life to those that have repented and have become born again of the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. The blessings that God has for you now and eternity are awesome. And I wanted to show you something from the very Word of God that brings that right home to you. As I said before, the entire Word of God, the Gospel means the Word of God, meaning, of course, the entire Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So within this wonderful Word of God, before I can show you this promise and how this wonderful eternal perspective is important and a blessing to you, we gotta look at the Great Commission. So I'll very quickly read Matthew 28. The Great Commission, the last few verses of this chapter. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's another doubt and worry and fear buster right there. Because if you are a child of the Lord, and all power is given unto the Lord in earth, in heaven and in earth, and then if that God, who is the only God, who is the risen God, who is the living God, hallelujah, who is the resurrection and the life, who is Jesus Christ and nobody else but Jesus Christ of Nazareth, crucified and resurrected on the third day. If Jesus Christ is before you, who can be against you? All power is given unto me, said Jesus, in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. Go ye therefore. Wherefore? Because all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. I am the only one with the power, the Lord says. Therefore you must go and teach all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And look, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's the Great Commission. And it is repeated in the book of Mark, in the Gospel, according to St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. Let us read. And he said unto them, the Lord says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. This is that ascension day, that glorious day, 10 days before Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit comes for the first time and baptizes those that are in the upper room, the 120 believers that are faithfully waiting in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit baptizes them and they begin to speak in new tongues. And 10 days before that ascension day, the Lord ascended visibly, witnessed by all disciples, to heaven to sit on the right hand of God. And just before he ascended, he said, this great commission. And they went forth, they obeyed, it's very important, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and with signs following. Amen. And the Lord went with them. The Great Commission is underestimated in the gospel. It is not given enough attention to by the body of Christ. It is the heart cry of God the Father. It is the last thing he said before he ascended up to sit on the right hand of God, after this amazing statement that all power is given unto Jesus Christ in heaven and in earth. And he even says, right here in the Word of God, that they that gave heed to the Great Commission, and I'll tell you in a minute why you don't literally have to go out there and start doing crusades, but I will show you that it is a commandment, it is a commission, it is part of the whole Word of God, and it's a very important part of the Word of God, if you want the Lord to work with you, confirming the Word. Now, Matthew 6:33 is the empowerment to become everything that God has called you to be, to do everything that God empowered you to do, to achieve everything that God has enabled you to achieve. But that word needs to be confirmed. Those that partake in the Great Commission, to them God confirms the word with signs following. You got to be a partaker in the Great Commission. This is absolutely vital to understand. Believe you me, the evangelist that is speaking by the Holy Spirit, as God is my witness. It is right here in the Word of God. It is undeniably important. It is of vital, it's the vital ingredient. It is the one thing that the angels are not commissioned to do. It is the very ingredient, the preaching of the gospel, the partaking and doing of the Great Commission, that will then cause the Holy Spirit to convict supernaturally of sin, judgment, and righteousness. It is the very thing that was done and you got saved. You that are born again of the Spirit of God, that happened because the Word of God entered onto good ground as a seed onto good ground and brought forth fruit unto everlasting life. There's total proof there. And that's the very reason you got born again, praise the Lord. Now, it doesn't stop there. The will of God is for none to perish, but all to come to repentance. Hence the Great Commission, and hence the total necessity to partake and be part of fulfilling the Great Commission. Now, I want to close with what God does in that case, apart from what he already confirmed right there in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, they that went, the Lord working with them, confirming the word. And that's not just the word that those people were actually preaching. Like I said, when the gospel is to be preached, and the gospel is the whole word of God. The word of God, the entire word of God, this is your total foundation. Because if everything perishes, the Lord says that the word of God is the only thing that will remain. It's all on the ground is sinking sand. Your salvation, your belief, your faith is all based on the Word of God. The Word became flesh. And this Word, especially as we just highlight Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you, will be confirmed, and everything else will be confirmed. God called you to be the head and not the tail. Many born again Christians are living as if they are the tail, but they were called, and you're all called, to be the head and not the tail. You chose the blessing and not the curse. You can and should and will be everything God called you to be. So stay tuned. When you do that, partnering with the Great Commission, and of course, as an evangelist, I'm reaching out to you as well, doing that, but I'm telling you from the Word of God, what does it benefit you on top? And that's not trying to entice you because of God giving you a benefit. No, this is the Word of God, and the Word of God has to be explained, exhorted, so that you be edified and know what God says. And I'll prove that to you in a minute, because Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 shows you the eternal perspective of God's evident working of miracles and confirming his word in your life by seeking his kingdom, his righteousness, and including that, of course, he's seeking his kingdom, his righteousness, is the Great Commission. And the Great Commission, you got to be partaking of. And therefore, you got to be partnering with me, the evangelist, to carry this word out. Together, you and me can get this word out across the world through a variety of platforms, broadcasts, not to speak of crusades. This word, the gospel of the kingdom of God, must be preached. The seed must go out. You got saved because of the seed that went forth as the word of God and landed on good ground. This must continue. This is the Great Commission. Now, when you do that, Paul talks to the Philippians here in Philippians chapter 4, and he shares with them that when he had need of things and when he expected the body of Christ to support the Great Commission, that nobody did except the Philippians. He said in verse 14, notwithstanding you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, the whole word of God, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. If you give, you receive at the same time. If you give to my ministry, you are receiving at the same time. This must be understood in the body of Christ. This must be understood by you, because I'm talking to you. This will cause the Lord's working evidently in your life. The word, his word, confirmed in your life with signs following. When you give, you are receiving. It's giving means receiving. For even in, this is the eternal perspective and the spiritual perspective, because God first gives in the spirit and then it manifests in the natural. The word of God is spirit. For even in Thessalonica, you send once and again, there's the partnership, once and again, not just a one-off. Once and again unto my necessity. Now Paul is speaking as an apostle, preaching the gospel like an evangelist, and he's saying, you gave unto my necessity. The necessity of Paul was only one thing, preaching the gospel, getting the word of God out. And he did that. Hallelujah. And then he says, not because I desire a gift, because giving is receiving, we just read that. But I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Not because I desire a gift. If I'm asking you to partner with me, I don't desire the gift. I desire you to receive. I desire fruit to abound to your account. To your account, not my account, to your account. My account is God's account. The account is used to preach the gospel, to broadcast, to do crusades, to use every medium possible, every media outlet possible to preach the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This is the Great Commission. It must and shall be done. If you partake of the Great Commission, the Word of God, the very Word of God, gets confirmed into your life. Now things begin to work. Now things begin to develop. And now you will be everything God called you to be. And God called you many things that you haven't even seen yet. Oh, praise the Lord. The tapping into the exceedingly abundantly above. If you are that person, it resonates already in your spirit. You know what to do right now. You got a partner with me, the evangelist. You will then partake of the Great Commission every single day, every single second of every single minute of every single hour of every single day of every continuous time. Oh, praise the Lord. This is so important to understand. We are reaching people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we can do more than that. And we have to do more than that. That's why I'm talking to you and explaining this to you from the very Word of God. I have this necessity. This very same necessity that was laid upon Paul, God has laid that on me. I'm talking to you. and not because I desire a gift. This is what you got to understand. The Bible says here very clearly, the Word of God tells you that there will be fruit to your account. This only benefits you. Hallelujah. As it benefits the Great Commission, the Gospel, the will of God. Won't we pray every day? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. So let's take it word by word. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done. The will of God is for none to perish. You're praying it, well, you ought to pray it every day because it's a daily prayer. It's in Matthew chapter 6. Isn't that awesome? It's in the very same chapter where he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. You wanted to know how you can be everything God called you to be. You wanted to know how you can achieve and be and do everything that God told you and enabled you and empowered you and gifted you to do. For everything to work, praise God, for you to indeed never worry or fear or doubt, but to be a conqueror in everything and to go from glory to glory, to be the head and not the tail, to be the landlord and not to be the tenant, to be the boss, to be and not the slave, to be the blessing and not the curse, and to enter into the gates of heaven and hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, well done, enter into my rest. Well done, you've partnered, you partook of the Great Commission. Now partake of the Great Commission, partner with my ministry. Together we get the word out. The more we partner, the more we come as a team fulfilling the Great Commission, the more the gospel gets out, the more the word of God gets out. And the word of God is then confirmed in your life. Signs following. Fruit abounds to your account. Fruit, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And everything that is needed to come from the spiritual kingdom of God manifests in the natural where you have need of it, because your Father knows you have need of it. Hallelujah. I can't say more than that. That summons it up. And it's crystal clear. So I see you on the website. Many of you have been watching and have not done it. Now, this is the reason why you should do it. Become a partner of my international outreach ministry, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God in every way possible to every nation, to every creature. Let's do it together. I see you on the website. The easiest way is to go to pastorvincent.com and click on the donate button, and there you can become a partner of this fruit-bearing ministry, fulfilling the Great Commission together with you. Team up, see you on the website and on the next broadcast. Don't forget to share. God bless you. Bye for now.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to him? Power! Power! Fire! Fire!
preach the gospel to heal the sick. Yes. We will preach the gospel.
And think of our cross like never before. And rise and shine. The word of God that is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even and dividing asunder of soul and spirit.